sixth three of the night for Kemba Walker as the Celtics beat the Heat 112-93. And Kemba joins us from the Celtics locker room. And, boy, there's a lot of stuff to get into. We can talk about not letting go of the rope defensively in the second quarter and turning his game around, the confidence of Jaylen Brown. There are so many topics, but I want to start with Thanksgiving dinner and your mom, because I don't know what the final count was. 40 people, 50 people. There was a rumor that your mom did a lot of that from scratch.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, it's true. She loves that kind of stuff, man. You know, it's all about the team. You know, she's a team mom. You know, she thinks everybody is, you know, related to us as long as they play with me. So, you know, she took care of the guys.
How about some guys who were broadcasters, all right?
Yeah, y'all was invited. I don't know where y'all was at.
In the second quarter, we were talking about this, that Miami came out almost as if they picked up where they left off in last night's game. Mm-hmm. Their energy level was high. They were moving the ball. Max made the comment, man, the way they play, they really make you move.
Yep.
And what I said back was, yeah, but the Celtics are moving. And it was almost as if it was a matter, it seemed like staying afloat and surviving that sort of their early energy. Mm-hmm. And you guys did it.
Yeah, we responded really well. They came out moving the basketball, just like you said, really well, playing together, making shots. But you know, we just stuck with the game. You know, our huddles are great. You know, we never let anybody get down or too low. And we responded in that second quarter. You know, we came out defensively, and we were really good.
As a veteran player out here and watching younger players, how do you keep that entry level up? I know sometimes you talk to them, got the Robert Williams, got Grant Williams. These are younger players. Mm-hmm. How do you keep them going?
You know, just try to talk to them as much as possible, as well as, you know, just – you know, bring energy myself. You know, try to make a certain play, or you know, let them know that, you know, I'm doing it as well. You know, as a leader, that's my job, is to, you know, get these guys going, and you know, I'm just keep on trying to do that, you know, for the rest of the year.
It's one thing I watch you sometimes when you miss a shot. The thing I've noticed about you, and this is a, you know, this is a UConn trade or what, but you never drop your head and you get back on the defensive end and see if you can do something good.
Yeah, you know, you can't control the shot making sometimes. You know, I wish I could make it more, but that's just not going to happen. But, you know, I can't let, you know, my offense, you know, dictate my defense or any other thing that I do. These guys look to me. So if it's one thing I can't do is put my head down. You know, I got to be confident and, you know, be a leader at all times, and that's what I'm trying to do for these guys.
12 days ago, you scared the living heck out of everybody in Denver and everybody who's seen serious injuries here, watched sort of in horror. How frightening, if at all, that was that experience for you? And as the time has gone by here over these last couple of weeks, and you're obviously back to where you were immediately and you avoided the potential trouble it looked like, were you aware of the support from Celtic fans and the organization and just how much it affected everybody to see you taken out like that?
Yeah. It was definitely a very scary moment for myself. I know it was scary for everybody else as well who's seen the accident. But, you know, thank God, you know, that I am okay. It looked worse than what it was. And, yeah, man, I definitely, you know, felt the love and, you know, really appreciate everybody for, you know, sending those messages and, you know, really just caring for me. Definitely means a lot, you know, especially the fans. It means a lot to know that I have those guys' support. So I really appreciate that.
I think I saw early in the morning, obviously you had gotten up and you were walking to the bus, which was amazing to me. But I remember talking to Ojale, the guy you actually hit, and he was still shaken by that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? He was like, man, I don't know what happened. He said, and it was like he was scared for that moment yet again.
Yeah, he was nervous, but it was nothing he could do. No, just it was just a freak accident, wrong place, wrong time kind of thing. But I spoke to him, you know, let him know it was all good. I was okay. You know, like I said, it was really not much he can do in that moment. He couldn't go anywhere. It's just the way it happened. Like I said, you know, just got to thank God. You know that, you know, it wasn't as bad as it looked.
He could do fewer sit-ups.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, that's the problem, right?
Yeah, he's a brick wall, man.
Yeah, but it's Brad's probably the only time we haven't seen you with a smile on your face. The joy with which you're playing the game right now is it's pretty apparent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm having fun, man. These guys are, you know, hard workers. They love to play basketball as well as I do. So, you know, what can I complain about right now? You know, we're 15-5. You know, I've never had this record in this point of my career. So, you know, I'm
feels
I'm,
pretty good,
it
huh?
It feels amazing. It feels good to, you know, to be in the winning end.
Max, you want to find out if there's any leftovers or anything?
No, that's okay. I think that, you know, what people came to his house with Tupperware, so ain't nothing left, I'm sure.
Oh, you're right about that. They took it all.
Kemba, we'll see you on Friday.
Yes, sir.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.